know you're not supposed to read what people write about you, like on social media, but I fell into that trap and it's been bothering me. And my mom yelled at me about it this weekend.
What's that?
So as long as you know me, Raven, what do I always put on my mouth every day?
Lipstick.
Right. And what color lipstick?
It's red.
Right. So it's kind of like my trademark because I always wear red lipstick. And to be honest, it's not my trademark. And I'll be full disclosure. Taylor Swift wears red lipstick.
I mean, it's neither of yours trademark. There were other people that wore red lipstick for many years before both of you.
I read an article many years ago that said if you want to pop on TV in pictures and videos, wear red lipstick.
Right.
It took me a while to get used to it, but now I put it on every day and I feel naked if I don't have red lipstick on. Mm-hmm. Even like if I go to like a beach or a pool on a day off, I'll take my red lipstick out and I'll put it on because I just feel naked without it, even if I have no other makeup on. So a woman wrote on our Instagram at Anna and Raven, like, Anna's red lipstick has got to go. And it like hurt my feelings because I was like, I always wear this. Like, does it really look that bad?
Do you remember her name? Do you know where she lives?
I mean, I don't know where she lives.
We'll handle this.
Okay. Yeah. I don't know. Do you have anything like that you just feel naked without it?
Oh, I know exactly how you feel. This morning, I couldn't find my wedding ring. So some people never take off their rings, right? They wash their hands, they take a shower, they never take off their rings or whatever. I think that's nasty. I like to take off my ring whenever I wash my hands.
Mm-hmm.
So I took off my ring at some point last night, either washing dishes or whatever. And this morning, I couldn't find it in any of the normal places.
Okay.
So I left my house. This is something that weighs less than a pound, but I felt completely nude and exposed. I mean, I still do right at this moment. I feel naked.
I never not see you with your ring on.
That's what I'm saying.
I'm
naked over here. Look at it.
You're not physically naked. You have clothing on.
I feel the same way. Like if you leave your house without your phone.
Right.
Same thing. Like you feel desperate. Like, I mean, up until a certain amount of time or a certain distance, if you have the time, you'll go back for your phone because you feel so unprepared.
I always have a big purse with me and it's always filled with everything. Kids, toys, snacks, water bottles.
Stuff you don't need.
Yep. And then if I go out and I have like a clutch or I pack something small, I feel naked without my giant purse protecting me.
You ever come to work without your power cord for your computer or your phone?
Completely naked.
Terrible.
Yeah.
Terrible. How am I going to survive this?
He's the keeper of the castle.
He didn't weed whack the lawn all summer.
He's a caring dog dad.
The dog hasn't been out since 2 o'clock.
He's the romance king.
We haven't been on a date in 6 months.
It's time for Raven's report card.
Every week we check in with Raven's wife, Alicia, to see how he's been behaving as a husband. What's going on? How was vacation?
Oh, vacation was fantastic.
Best thing you did.
You know, he keeps asking me that, and that's not fair because we did so much different stuff. It was all awesome. We did have a great time at Universal Studios, though. We did that whole VIP thing, and that was cool.
That's great.
Yes. The only thing that was crazy is, you know, usually you go from a ride, and then you got to walk over and wait in line for a little while, so you have time to recover, especially when you're old. And there was none of that. Like, you go in a secret back door, and you're immediately on the ride. So, did get a little sick a couple times.
Oh, wow.
I ingested more Coca-Colas that day to straighten out my stomach than I have since like a hangover in God knows how long. I don't know.
Yeah.
And, you know, the truth is they came such rapid fire. I had to skip a ride or two just because I was like, oh, no. If I go on another ride right now, I'm going to throw up.
I think it has something to do with the vertigo in your ears or something as you age. Because I still love roller coasters, but there's certain ones that I look at and I know that if it's going to twist me in a certain way, like, forget it. Like, I'll be done for the day.
Yeah, no, I didn't even get into spinal injuries and that type of thing. But Alicia was a trooper. She rode everything except Velocicoaster. She rode the Hulk, all sorts of stuff.
Cool.
Front row in the Hulk.
Yeah. I couldn't do the Velocicoaster. I couldn't. That thing was terrifying. And we had just gotten off some like crazy motion thing that, I couldn't do it.
Well, that's good. That means you had a great time. That's awesome. And you're heading out again this weekend for a girls' weekend?
I'm packing right now. We're leaving in like an hour and a half.
Where are you going?
We're going to the beach.
Are you celebrating anything or just for fun?
Actually, it was just our annual girls' weekend. But 2 days ago, one of my best friends got engaged. So now we are celebrating as well. So it's going to be crazy. And we found out that there is a drag show going on while we're there tonight. So, so much fun.
Yeah, you'll be busy.
Well, that's new information.
Okay. Yeah, are you going to part of the wedding party or you don't know yet because she just got engaged?
I mean, I would assume so because she's been secretly planning it, but I don't want to assume.
Yeah, I have a matron of honor for my best friend's wedding that's coming up and it was a lot of work. So I wish you all the best.
Oh, well, I definitely know she has a sister, so I won't be matron of honor. So I'm off the hook on that one.
That's what you think.
That's what you
then
think.
All of a sudden,
yeah. Yeah.
All of a sudden, the super organized sister's like, oh, I'm wicked busy the next 18 months.
Raven has been all nervous all day because he can't find his wedding ring and he keeps saying that he's naked. And I'm like, all right, is it weird that he doesn't have his wedding ring on? Does that stuff bother you? Because my husband never wears his because of his eczema.
This is the way you unveiled that secret to her?
What do you mean my husband can't find his wedding ring?
Yeah, babe, I don't know where it is. If you heard me come back in the bedroom like 3 times today and check all sorts of stuff in the dark, like, I couldn't find it. I think it might be in the upstairs bathroom. I checked the shower. I don't know.
Nope. It is not here. It's not on your nightstand.
Yeah.
Where's your ring?
Yeah. Definitely wore it home yesterday. Yeah. But didn't wash any dishes.
So.
Yeah, but didn't wash any dishes. Did take a shower. Did have another pair of shorts on. I don't know. I don't know where it is.
I mean, you just literally went from an A to an F in like one sentence.
What? How's that even possible?
How do you lose your wedding ring?
It didn't lose it. It's somewhere misplaced.
In his defense, it's all he's been talking about all day.
Well, because it shouldn't be in your pocket to begin with to lose it. So
have a great weekend at the beach, babe.
Mm-hmm.
You better find that ring before she gets back. What did you return that you can't believe that they took back? 1-800-330-9999. Video has gone viral of a former Costco employee saying this.
Costco has one of the most generous return policies ever. The policy is 100% satisfaction guarantee.
And it's true. If you ever see the return line at Costco, it's like 7 miles long and people are there with like half a tub of mayo,
a mattress
with stains on it.
I mean, 100% satisfaction guaranteed. I mean, so if I just continue to complain over and over and over and over again,
correct,
they'll actually let me return something?
Uh-huh.
That's ludicrous to me.
And what would people return?
There have been reports of a gentleman who returned a 15-year-old power washer. He said it didn't work anymore. There have also been reports of someone who had returned a $200 steak. They just brought back the bones.
What?
Costco gave him his money back.
They gave his money back.
He just said it wasn't worth the money?
Yeah. Do you remember?
That's absolutely crazy.
The last couple years, people have returned their Christmas tree after Christmas when it was like half dead and been like, yep, give me my money back.
I mean, that's absolutely nuts to me. Like, I would never have the gall. Like, you know, if something doesn't work, first off, I never return anything anyways, even if I never use it. You know, but both you and I are usually like that.
Yeah.
We order things all the time and we're busy. We don't get around to bringing things back. But I would not have the gumption, the gall to stand in front of somebody and be like, this thing doesn't work after 15 years, or a living thing that I bought and it's dead after a holiday.
But people do it all the time. My sister-in-law.
It's insane.
My sister-in-law, Jasmine, she will do it. And she would do it for me. She used to do it for me all the time.
Like what?
Let's see. So we had the baby monitor for Hayden, my older daughter. When she was little, we had the baby monitor for 2.5 years.
Yeah.
And it stopped working. And I was like, oh, we got to get a new baby monitor. She's like, why? And I was like, well, because it's not working. It's all fuzzy and all that.
Yeah.
And she's like, give it to me. I go, what? Do you know that she went back to Bed Bath & Beyond? She returned it and got the newer version. That thing is $180. She got the newer version after the old one 2.5 years later.
That's insane.
They didn't even blink an eye.
I mean, that's why they're going out of business, though, right? Aren't they going out of business? Or have been perpetually for 2 to 3 years?
1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What can't you believe that somebody returned?
Returned a grill that we used for about 5 years, and then it sat in the backyard for about another 5 years, and returned it at Costco.
Are you?
And my wife was so persistent, kept asking him, what's the return policy? He goes, well, they're saying you got this grill for 10 years. And she said, well, what's the return policy? So they finally gave in, and they took the grill back after 10 years.
Oh, my gosh. Like,
can you imagine?
I mean, the grill technology has changed by then. Like, I mean, you know,
they returned 4 coals, 2 sticks, and a match.
Right.
And they were like, all right.
It's like a 2-burner Sunbeam 10 years ago, and now you're picking up an infrared grill.
Right.
Like, this is insane.
Oh.
That's so nuts.
Did you get another one at least from there, or they just give you store credit?
They gave us store credit.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. Thank you
Thank
for the
you.
Call.
Costco is once again going viral because of the return policy, which is basically they'll take anything back. And remember last year somebody returned a Christmas tree after Christmas and they had to take it back because their policy is 100% customer satisfaction?
I just can't imagine standing there at the counter and saying that to somebody face to face and them looking at me like I'm insane, still being polite and courteous. But they're looking at me like I'm insane, and I'm not acknowledging that, yes, this is an insane moment here, and I'm trying to totally take advantage of you. Like, I can't imagine that.
1-800-330-9999. What was that ridiculous thing that you returned? I remember one time my dad sent me back to return a mixer. He had been using it at the restaurant, like a big like KitchenAid mixer. Like,
sure.
And it was dirty. Like, it had, like, dough in it.
I hadn't even watched it.
I'm like, Daddy, don't make me do this. Anna, go return this. Sure enough, exchanged it for a brand new one. That thing was like a year and a half old. We couldn't even put it through the dishwasher. I was humiliated.
I know you love to remember the story where after 2 weeks of having it in my house, all of us sitting on it, just because the dogs would not take to my new sofa.
Yep.
I had to return that new leather sectional that I bought.
Who returns a couch? Like, who buys a couch, sits on it for 2 weeks, and that's like, you know what? Nah.
The dog wouldn't sit on the couch.
Oh, yeah.
He refused to sit on the couch.
Oh,
and, you know, my dog's my homie. So the dog made a decision. The couch had to go back, and my wife was listening to the dog tell us, and it went back, and they took it, unbelievably.
That happened. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you return?
Still miss that sofa.
So I heard that Amazon will take pretty much anything back. Mm-hmm. So I basically ordered, an evening gown and shoes and decorations and everything I wanted for like my dream birthday party and returned it all.
Wow. Nobody wants to hold on to the memories. I've heard these rumors too, though, before, Anna, is that they don't check them. A lot of times there's so much stuff going back and forth that people will send back boxes that weigh the same as a product that they ordered, when in fact there's nothing in the box except a weight or sand or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And nobody ever finds out, so much to the fact that now they've started saying that we're going to prosecute, but they still don't do it.
My cousin Angela told me that she has ordered things that are, I mean, like under $10, like hair bows and things like that for the kids.
Sure.
And that she goes to return them.
Oh, they tell you to keep them.
They tell you to keep them.
Yeah. They just tell you to.
And they refund you.
Yeah. No, they do that all the time with stuff that's, you know, like cheaper. Right. Anything less than $20, really.
That's so strange, right? Like, they're just going to tell you, like, you know what? Forget it. No, we don't even want these Dumbos back. Like, you just hold on to them. We'll just give you your money back.
You look at the manpower, the amount of time and money it takes to get it back, right? I mean, sometimes when you've got enough, it just doesn't make sense. You just leave it there.
I feel like I'll never get that lucky. They'll always make me return it.
Yeah. No, you won't.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What's that thing that you can't believe you returned?
I returned a special occasion dress. And you're not supposed to return those. Like, you have to keep the tags on and everything. So I can't believe I did this. I cut like a little tiny hole in the fabric where that little plastic thing goes through. And then I actually put it back on, which is not that big a deal, but I can't even believe I'm saying this. It's like one of those like lace dresses with a sheer under thing. So it looks like you're naked. And I returned it.
Wow. All right, Megan Fox. I wonder if she did the same thing after the Met Gala.
I don't think Megan Fox returned her dress.
No, we just got to make sure, you know? I mean.
Oh, my gosh.
All right.
Okay. All right. Costco is back in the news after one of their former employees was talking about their return policy, how they take anything back. And he was talking about the craziest things he's seen, including a big $200 steak where only the bone was returned. Costco took it back.
Well, I was unsatisfied.
Yep.
It's amazing.
1-800-330-9999. What is the most ridiculous thing that you have actually returned? Hi, it's Anna and Raven.
Oh, my God. So my husband set a brand new grill on fire, like, it caught on fire, completely uncontained, and they took it back.
Yeah.
It was crispy. It was burnt. It was grilled. It had still had some steak on the grill, and they took it back.
I mean, you could have taken the steak off.
I mean, the food still in the grill.
Right? That's nasty. Like, listen,
We asked. It was, stuck and charred to the slat, and we're like, do you really want us to bring this back? Like, I could just send you pictures. They're like, no, bring it back. So we had to wrap it in plastic and load it up on the truck, and they just laughed and shook their head and took it back.
We don't pass judgment on people that light their grill on fire.
Raven has let every year he lights the grill on
don't
fire.
Don't judge me.
Sometimes, no, multiple times.
No judgment here. No, thank you very much.
I mean,
I bought him a fire extinguisher
had to put
last
it out
year.
With, like, flour
is flammable. You want to use salt. Salt, much better. Thank you.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you return?
Hi, I actually, it's not something that I returned, but can I talk about something that I've taken back as a return?
Sure.
I've worked in retail my whole life, and when I was 17, I worked for a company that was very similar to Bed Bath & Beyond, and there was one time where I had to take a return back from some lady who returned a down comforter with blood.
Oh!
Covered in blood.
Oh, it's disgusting.
And it was absolutely disgusting. And you guys should be talking to retail workers because we have to take some heinous things back.
You're right.
Customers, I have a list of things that we've taken back that over the years. That's just insane to me.
Well, Did you work at linens and things?
I don't know how people do it.
I mean, blood drenched. I don't know what the rules are as far as your reporting policy, but if you get a blood-soaked comforter, shouldn't we call somebody?
Shouldn't we
let the authorities know?
Exactly.
Maybe take a little swatch of it, right? Put it in a bag, because we're going to need to test that at some point.
I mean, thank you for the call, or at least have some rubber gloves under the register.
Ugh.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you return?
Well, my grandmother would return produce within, if it went bad within 3 days, she would return it, like asparagus, artichoke, eggplant.
I see people like this at the grocery store all the time, and I always think, like, I would just throw it away, but they do it. They return, like, fruits and stuff.
I think it is a grandma thing, because I remember my grandmother doing something similar. But here's the thing. I mean, you picked it out at the store 3 days prior. Isn't the choice kind of yours at that point? But if the grocery store takes it, I guess why not, right?
I disagree. I think, like, sometimes you think it's fresh, and then you get home, and after a day, it goes bad, and you're like, I mean, obviously, they knew. You can't put an expiration sticker on a banana, but maybe you should.
I mean, nobody knows how to select one anyways, right? You squeeze one, you knock on another, you listen to this one. Who knows?
Too many rules.
Yeah, I don't know what we're doing with that.
Yeah.
And Raven, what's that crazy thing that you returned? You can't believe they took it back.
I got a comforter sent to me from my history with blood on it.
That's disgusting.
So I had to bring it, and it was absolutely disgusting. I was so upset. I brought it back to Macy's, and they thought it was hysterical, and they said, oh, someone must have cut themselves when they were opening the box.
Yeah, that's a likely story.
Really hard time about returning it.
What if the lady that got the returned from linens and things?
That's what I was thinking.
It's hers.
Right.
They sent it to her.
Right.
She bought it online.
That's what I'm thinking. We should connect you guys like a pair of twins that were separated at birth. Right.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 You just have to fill in the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. 1-800-330-9999. Or even if you launch a campaign and post angry tweets because your song was not included on some fake list, that's all I need to know about you.
What happened?
So Rolling Stone magazine released an updated version of their top 500 songs of all time.
Are they going to do this every year?
Let's call this what it is. What it is it's a grab for clicks and to get some attention and to still be relevant.
Okay.
That's what it is.
Wow, you really did take some shots on Rolling Stone there at that point, but I'm not going to say you're wrong.
Even the way that they do it, where you have to click through to get to the different songs,
sure,
it's clickbait.
Yeah.
That's what it is, right? Yeah. But Smash Mouth, they have that song All Star, right? Remember the song? Their only giant hit? Hey now, you're
an All Star. I mean, they had a couple other hits. I just don't think they wrote the other ones. But okay, right.
Yeah. They are so mad that their song was not on the top 100 from Rolling Stone that they started tweeting angry tweets at Rolling Stone, at all the writers, trying to launch a campaign to get their song on the top 500.
I'm pretty sure that the lead vocalist, like, this is kind of his thing. Like, he's always kind of mad at somebody, bread, audiences.
Yep.
Rolling Stone this time.
Okay.
Yeah.
But still, like,
Natty Light beer.
But don't even, like, do you think Rolling Stone's going to say, oh my gosh, you guys are right.
We're going to rethink it.
Like, 463, you guys got it.
You just
got
to wait for next year when they put the list out again, guys.
I mean,
to be fair, it charted for a long time. Listen, if Tub Thumping or Chumbawamba or whatever's on there, then maybe they got something to stand on. Either way, you know, but, you know, let that argument go.
I just, and then it's like, I don't understand, what satisfaction do you get if you actually win? Like, you right. had a fight. You had. It's not like you won an award. You had a fight for your award. It's not the same satisfaction, right?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. 1-800-330-9999. Hi, it's Anna and Raven. That's all I need to know about you.
A couple of months ago, I was up at Shop and Stop. And you know where they have the canopies, you know, where you pull in, you put the shopping cart. This old man pulled right into there underneath it.
When he pulled into where you return the carts?
I mean, you got to have a small little car.
Yeah. Was he driving a Fiat?
It's got to be one of them Fits, right? The Honda Fit or something, right?
Oh, my God.
I don't know, it was a little car or whatever, but he got out, walked out like it was nothing and walked away.
You know what? I got to be honest with you. And Anna will tell you, and it's a very unpopular opinion, but I'm going to say it publicly again. I can't stand the fact that I got to walk like a quarter mile to get to the grocery store now. There's parking spaces for curbside pickup. And of course, nobody's using that the right way. Everybody just parks there whenever they want to. There's the stroller parking spaces. There's so many of them now at this point. I got to walk forever.
I do have to say, though.
Walk under the
cat. That's right. I mean, that guy just got fed up with it.
What's worse is when the place is packed and you see that open spot, you're so excited, and then as you get closer and you realize it's the return cart, and you're like, oh!
Right. I mean, he might not have even known, actually.
1-800-330-9999. Just fill in the blank. If you're blank, that's all I need to know about you. It was one of those moments where I was like, oh my gosh, I have failed. I have failed as a parent, and I don't know what to do to rectify the situation.
Yeah, it's really a sobering time when that happens.
Yeah. What did you teach your kids that they didn't learn in their history books at school? 1-800-330-9999. Me and my oldest daughter, my older daughter, Hayden, she's 12. We were out, and she had met one of my friends that she had never met before. Mm-hmm. My friend's name is Janet. So she said, oh, my name is Janet. And Hayden repeated it back to her. She's like, Janet. Like, you know, and she's like, yeah, like Janet Jackson. And I saw this look of confusion go over Hayden's face. And I go,
right.
She doesn't know who Janet Jackson is.
That's terrible.
So then the minute we got home, we had this conversation. Explain to me how you don't know who Janet Jackson is.
Well, I know she's Michael Jackson's sister. And
that was a guess.
That's it.
You listen to mom's music, so you hear Rhythm Nation, If, Control, Black Cat.
I don't know what you're talking about.
I love that it's a long list. And it is like, you put like four songs in there. You could have done like 12.
I mean, come. I'm sorry, Hayden. I'm sorry. You don't know what that is, Hayden?
That was girl power when it, like, before anybody knew what girl power was and it was going to happen.
Explain to me, Hayden. You don't know what this is? No, you have no idea. No. You think it's Michael Jackson's sister? Wait a minute. What?
Oh, with the guitar. Remember that one?
Oh, my gosh.
That was a hot video.
What?
What? I'll tell anyone.
Okay. So then when my anger subsided,
yes.
I realized this is nobody's fault but my own.
Right. The onus was on you.
Because she should know. I have taught her about Princess Diana. Mm-hmm. I have taught her about Nancy Kerrigan and Tanya Harding and what happened during that time period.
Yeah, I mean, important things, really, definitely.
But somehow, wardrobe malfunction, Janet Jackson, and everything that is important about her somehow eluded her for the last 12 years of her life.
It's crazy. Sometimes, though, you do have to teach your kids something.
Yeah.
I taught my kid that nobody was hotter than Kelly McGillis in Top Gun. Uh-huh. Taught him that. That was necessary information. Kathleen Turner in Body Heat. Mm-hmm. Also, oh my gosh, if you don't know, go back. And Deborah Winger in Vision Quest.
Yeah.
Oh, fantastic. By the way, any of life lessons that you don't know, you can learn them all in The Breakfast Club.
And clearly they all have to do with women being hot that you didn't know existed.
Well, you know, these were my formative years there, mm-hmm. Anna, okay?
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you teach your kids that they didn't teach them in their history books at school?
Old school video games.
Well, now that's a valid lesson right there, sir.
Too much iPad, too much playing on the phone. I pulled out and found the old Nintendo that my brother and I had to get a paper route to pay for back in the day, the old NES, and pulled out the old AB controllers and, you know, the original Super Mario, Tetris, Contra, told him the Konami code.
Nice. I was going up, up, down, down, left, right, A, B, A, B, start.
Yay, start.
Boom.
Absolutely.
I got unlimited and I got all the weapons. Oh.
And then he looked at you
all
and said, Dad,
weapons,
you know this sucks, right? You realize this sucks? You realize that? You know, they've come a long way since this?
Nope.
That's up, down, up, down, left, right, A, B, A, B.
That's right. We're playing in two dimensions here. That's it. That's all you need is 2D.
1-800-330-9999. What did you have to teach your kids that's not in their history books at school? I felt that I had failed as a parent when my older daughter, Hayden, she's 12 years old, it came up somehow and she did not know who Janet Jackson was. And it broke my heart. Hmm. I go, what are they teaching you in school?
Right.
And then she was, you know, talking about like history and things in the world. And,
but there's clearly some gaps in the curriculum is 100%. All we're saying. Right.
And now we're learning all about Janet Jackson. Tupac, Biggie, she had no idea. No idea.
Don't show her the movies because they're terrible.
Right. 1-800-330-9999. What did you have to teach your kids that they didn't learn in school?
How to use the phone.
How to use like a regular phone?
Like a rotary phone?
A rotary phone.
I mean, where are they going to find that?
You were at her grandmother's house. Her old wall phone with the cord that reached all the way to the living room from the kitchen. He should choke you when you walk by and tell him to call his mother and tell him to come pick us up. The phones don't work. He asked me how to call mom. He was pushing the circles saying it's not working.
That's so funny.
That's crazy. That's great.
I mean, like, buy her a new phone.
But your grandma loves her phone, though. Yeah. No? Grandma loves her phone. Right.
And grandma walked over and said, this is how you do this, sweetie. Make sure you don't mess up the numbers. Then you have to hang up and start all over again. We got outside, she said, what time zone did we just leave?
Right. You didn't know. Right.
That's what my nephew asked.
Parallel dimension. Right.
Remember how long it would take to have to call somebody on the rotary phone?
Oh, yeah. And it would click and click and click. Right. And then it would click over before it started ringing. Right.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you teach your child that the school didn't?
Well, I taught my son that Michael Jordan is a far better player than LeBron James. So I sat with him and we watched all of his old games and I showed him, I was like, look at the way that Michael Jordan moves and look at the way LeBron James moves.
Let's just stop this. Let's just stop this. It's apples to oranges. It's not the same argument. There was like a dozen good guys back when Jordan played, all right? And Jordan was the best of those dozen guys. Yes, he was creative. Yes, he invented that style. But now everybody's got three superstars. I can't even have this conversation. Forget it.
Well, it's
I feel like no matter what era you grew up in, your people are better than everybody else's people. And you really, truly believe that. Like, I believe that the WWE, which back in the day was the WWF, like the OG, Bret the Hitman Hart, like all those guys, they were better than any of the wrestlers that are there today.
Ultimate Warrior, man. Come on.
See?
Macho Man.
This is the same exact argument.
You don't even know
what's
the best.
Oh,
right.
My God.
Oh, that hurts when I do that. I'm sorry.
You want to compare The Undertaker to John Cena? Like, get out of here.
Not even.
Right, exactly.
Not even.
I think The Undertaker's still doing it.
Close.
Is he?
He's through all genres. That guy, I mean, he rose.
I guess
he rose from the grave again.
Clearly.
That's what I think.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you teach your kids that the school didn't?
The 90s history. My kids know about Kurt Cobain, Nirvana, grunge music, Seinfeld, Quentin Tarantino, all of these important figures that the history books they have in schools just don't teach and go over. It's ridiculous.
It's true. You definitely need to know more about that than Nathan Hale.
Right. I think it is interesting because you bring up, like, I mentioned President Clinton to Hayden, my 12-year-old, and she like kind of gave me like this look like she had no idea who President Clinton was. And there's so much history there. Like, how do you explain? Like, and then I wanted to explain to her Monica Lewinsky, and then I figured I would wait till she got to high school for that.
No, American Crime Story is coming out like in a couple weeks. It's going to be awesome. Same people who did the OJ thing.
Yeah.
That was riveting.
Okay.
Just tell her to leave the room when you see Monica wearing the blue dress.
It's time for Mommy's Margarita Friday.
Come to Mama.
Anna and Raven.
Mommy's Margarita Friday. What did you do this week to earn your margarita? 1-800-330-9999. It doesn't have to be moms, too. It could be dads or whatever you're a parent of, animals.
I built a step this week for my dog because we're still so worried about after his surgery, you know, him hopping up on the couch. The step is as wide as the corner of the couch. That's always been the corner of the couch that he goes up on the couch on, Anna. Now he refuses to go that way. He goes all the way around the other way and still is jumping up from in between the coffee table and the couch now. It's like he does it on purpose.
What? How long did it take you to make that step?
It was a couple hours.
And he doesn't even like it.
I even carpeted it. You know what? With the carpet and the adhesive, like 4 hours.
Okay, you earned it. You've earned your margarita this week, Raven.
Thank you.
For me, Dakota, my two-year-old, she is obsessed with Paw Patrol, Coco Melon, which are both age appropriate.
Okay.
But also now The Simpsons.
Oh.
So she loves to watch The Simpsons. And if you go to my personal Instagram at Anna Zappo, AnnaZappo, and you go to the story, you can watch her watching The Simpsons intently last night. And it's hilarious because she's mad at me that I keep getting in the way with the camera. She's like, Mommy, move. You know, she's so mad. And I don't know how to break that. And I don't know if it's okay for her to watch The Simpsons at 2 years old.
I can't wait for her to start emulating their behavior.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you do this week to earn your margarita?
Oh, I earned it all right. My daughter started soccer and my wife convinced me to coach. And everyone said it's going to be so easy. But it's not, and they don't know what they're doing. You're just basically chasing 12 four-year-olds around a field for 45 minutes three times a week.
I mean, that sounds brutal. But you're going to be in much better shape in a month or two, right? I mean, you know, you'll drop 10.
I'll be in much better shape after the margarita.
Yeah.
That's right.
Enjoy your margarita. Well-deserved.
For better or worse, it's a union made in heaven.
Tana and Raven, what did you do to earn your margarita this week?
My kids... daycare on Friday decided to tell us at the last minute that there was no school this entire week. So I had to find someone to keep her. And then the after school program at my oldest school is not open. So I've been having to leave school every morning to find daycare and every afternoon to pick up from school. I deserve 3 margaritas.
You know what? You have all the margaritas. You have 3. You can have as many as you want. Because it's such a problem when this happens. And even with COVID, like when somebody in the classroom has COVID and they have to shut down for 2 weeks, it's so hard on parents to try to figure out, like, who's going to watch our kids, you know?
They think we just sit at home all day.
Right. Well, you enjoy that margarita.
Thank you.
Hi, it's Anna and Raven. What did you do this week to earn your margarita?
Well, I got my first call at home that my son was being disruptive through class.
Oh,
again.
No. Again.
Again, again, again. He said it wouldn't happen again, but here we are.
How old's your son?
He's 8 years old.
Oh, that's going to be a while. I didn't get straightened out till I was like, I don't know, 16, 17.
Yeah.
For everybody, it's a little bit different. My kid didn't wake up and decide he wanted to be an adult until he was 22.
Mm.
So, you know.
I found a bunch of old report cards the other day. They all say the same thing. Too talkative in class.
Right.
I'm like, don't you think that's a good thing? Like, why would that be so bad?
Disruptive.
But yeah, what does disruptive mean? Like, what exactly is he doing?
You get the other kids riled up.
He's the kid that's always standing up, walking around during class. He just has ADD.
Oh,
I mean, doesn't everybody nowadays?
Yeah.
I feel like we all do.
Yeah. Well, thank you for the call. Enjoy your margarita.
Thank you.
Couples Court on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about, and then you just decide who's right. Denise and James. Denise, what's going on?
Hey, guys. So basically every single year for New Year's, we always go up to James's parents' house, and it's on a lake. It's a beautiful property. But long story short, I don't want to go this year. It's a bunch of work. I've got to get 2 kids plus him ready to go. We get up there. It's all of his family, like his extended family, aunts, uncles, cousins. Some people I haven't even met. So then you've got to go through the same, like, hey, how are you? What do you do? It's just, it's a lot of work. And I want to break. I also want to go somewhere warm. So I don't want to go. I just don't think we need to go this year.
Breaking family traditions can be tough, right? And then especially when it's something where you're staying at a house or a property, who knows? Then you never get that good bedroom back if you've reserved the corner, you know, Anna? That could be challenging. I would imagine, obviously, you don't agree with this, James. You say that you still got to go.
Yeah. Why not? It's a family tradition. You got to be there. The whole family has to be there, yes.
So I can understand wanting to hop on a plane and go to a vacation place instead of that. I mean, especially after the pandemic, just taking a break and doing something different for the holidays. Your family wouldn't understand. Did you say, hey, we're taking this year off?
No, my family would not understand. Cause it would be like a domino effect. You know, we may go to the Bahamas and then we may not come back another year and another year. before anything, you know, changes and our kids grow up, I want to keep this as long as I can while the getting is good.
I understand. Sometimes you do make that move, right, and you don't go back. It's true.
I just don't think she's being unreasonable to take a year. Although, I will tell you that I'm going to Disney this year for Christmas break.
Uh-huh.
And my mom, I toyed with the idea of not being home for Christmas and staying there for Christmas Day.
Sure.
And my mother, I think, threatened my life.
Yeah, that's the thing. It sounds great, you know, like when you're just talking about it, a couple people, but they've made movies about these type of things before because there are some people, they just dig in and they go, wait a minute, what?
Denise,
you're planning on doing what?
Yeah, you're not going to be around. What are you talking? You're going to take my grandbabies away from me on Christmas Day? Denise, is your family like a factor at all? Like, obviously, if you're spending it with his family, you're not spending it with your own. Is that an issue?
No. So my family's not there. We've always spent the holidays with his family. Mm-hmm. I think that's why it's a little easier for me to be like, hey, let's do something just our family. Create our own tradition. But for him, like, I get it. It's every year with his family, so that's a hard thing to break away from. But
yeah.
I just want a vacation. And I kind of want to do our own thing that doesn't involve either one of our families.
I mean, the holidays are tough, one way or the other. And having to spend like an entire week up at with them, I understand. Well, let's see what our audience has to say, because they may agree with you, Denise. What's the big deal? You break tradition once, and maybe you break it forever. You see what happens. But they may see James' side, too, that this is a family tradition. It's something that's important to him. You've done it every year. And it's important for the kids to have that, too.
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
Every year for Christmas through New Year's, James and Denise go to James' parents' lake house. And it's all the extended family. She says it's tight quarters. It's not really a whole lot of fun. It's kind of just cramped and chaos. And she decided this year they should just take a break from that and go on vacation. Go somewhere else warm.
It's as if Denise has never seen Home Alone. Don't we know that bad things happen when we change things up, right? But this is a source of argument amongst many families. That's why they make so many holiday specials or movies about this stuff. Because it does happen. And when you make a choice to pull yourself out of a family event, oftentimes it's not over just because you think you went on vacation.
Man, James says he's been doing this every year since he was a kid. He doesn't want to break this tradition. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Hi, Couples Court.
I am 110% on the husband's side. Does she realize, first of all, there's 365 days in the year? Secondly, family is not going to be around forever. I have no family. She should be thankful that she has his family to get together with and enjoy it.
Thank you for the call. I mean, she brings up a good point. It's like there's other times in the year that they can travel, and there's something special about the holidays. And if that's the tradition, put you aside and think about the kids. It's important for the kids.
All of what you're saying is true. On the other hand, I'll say this, is that people have limited vacation times and when they feel like they can take it too. So it's not always as easy to just say, oh, you can do it whenever, because chances are you probably can't do it whenever.
Well, that's also true. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. It's their holiday tradition. Every year between Christmas and New Year's, they spend the week at James' parents' lake house. And it's not just them. It's his entire extended family. Denise, she wants a break from it this year.
Yeah, she says it's too busy at the house. It's, you know, tight sleeping conditions. It's a lot of noise. It's a lot of preparation for the wives and the family. She just wants to take a break, get away somewhere fun, a vacation spot.
Yeah, but he doesn't want to. He says, like, this has been my tradition every year since I was a kid, and now we do it with our kids. I don't want to take a Caribbean vacation just to get away on Christmas. Whose side are you on? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court.
I think I'm on the husband's side. I'm in a place in my life where my parents aren't around anymore. My kids are grown, and it doesn't last forever. And you've got to take advantage of it while you can, because before you know it, it's gone. And you could take a vacation anytime.
Hmm. I think you make a very good point, right? Because nothing does last forever. Things definitely do change. And when you're in the moment, it feels like, oh, we'll always have this. You take it for granted.
Hi, Anna and Raven. Whose side are you on?
I'm actually calling in, I think, more with the dad, only because I've been in mom's position, and I've been the one that said, let's take a break from all your family. And then
you hear about it every year after. You hear, you don't want to be that person that skips out. It's the time to set the example. You just been with it. And if you miss a year, then you have to make up in other ways and make sure the family knows you're around. Extra function.
Thank you for the call. And Ann Raven, whose side are you on?
I am on the husband's side. Family nowadays, everybody tends to split away. Why don't you compromise? Go up for that, and then maybe shorten the trip, and then go on vacation, and have your cake and eat it too.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
James, our audience agreed with you. Tradition is tradition. Denise, maybe you can plan a vacation around a different time, but if he feels really strongly about this, and this is the only connection that the kids have with family members during the holidays, you're going to have to suck it up and deal with it.
Okay, I had a feeling that was what was going to happen, but I guess we'll just try it again this year, keep the tradition going, but next year, Dave, I'm putting up a fight. We're not doing this again.
Lighten the mood. Get some awesome, ugly sweaters. Get on it now, because you know when you try and find them at the last minute, it never works
out. Yeah, they're sold out everywhere. Yeah.
It never works out. James, you got to be relieved. You got to be thrilled.
Yeah, pretty much. This is what it is, man. It's all about family. Home cooking, yes.
All right, if you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescore@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
Hi, Catherine, you're up. Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
Sure, you got it. Good luck, Catherine.
All right, Catherine, we got a whole lot of money on the line. It's $1,800. Raven has walked out of here. When that door closes, he can't hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you 5 questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. Bring him back in. I'll ask him the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. If it's a tie, it goes to Raven. You ready?
I'm ready.
Number one, Rolling Stone has updated their top 500 greatest songs of all time. Topping the list is the 1967 song Respect. Who sings it?
Aretha Franklin.
Number two, Winnie the Pooh's house will be available to rent on Airbnb as part of Disney's 95th anniversary. What's the name of the gloomy donkey that's one of Pooh's best friends?
Eeyore.
Number three, Reba McEntire was rescued from a 100-year-old building after the staircase collapsed. What early 2000s show did Reba McEntire star in where she played Reba Hart?
Oh, dang. I don't know.
Number four, Tom Brady says he believes that he'll play football until he's 50 years old. What college did Tom Brady play for?
Michigan State.
Number five, Mayim Bialik and Jen Jennings will host Jeopardy for the rest of the year until they name a second permanent host after Mike Richards' departure. What CBS sitcom did she play neuroscientist Amy? Mayim Bialik.
Big Bang Theory.
All right, let me bring Raven back in.
Okay.
Yo.
Catherine got...
Oh, you better be sure because you look like you're real hesitant.
I don't know if this is the same name of a university, and I feel really stupid.
Oh, you better be real sure.
Out.
Here we go.
Hold on 1 second. Hold on.
Mm-hmm. Because sometimes there's a state, sometimes there's a regular. How about you ask me?
Hold on.
Look at you.
I'm not asking you because then it'll give it away.
Scrambling computer to computer now to see what's up.
Okay. All right, yeah, no. 3 out of 5. All right, number one, Rolling Stone has updated their top 500 greatest songs of all time. Topping the list is the 1967 song Respect. Who sings it?
The Queen of Soul, Aretha Franklin.
Yes. Number two was Public Enemies, Fight the Power. Number three on the list was Sam Cooke's A Change Is Gonna Come.
All great songs.
Number two, Winnie the Pooh's house will be available to rent on Airbnb as part of Disney's 95th anniversary.
Sounds fun.
What's the name of the gloomy donkey that's one of Pooh's best friends?
Eeyore.
Yes. Number three, Reba McEntire was rescued from a 100-year-old building after the staircase collapsed. What early 2000s show did Reba McEntire star in where she played Reba Hart?
It's a trick question. It's Reba.
Reba is correct. Number four, Tom Brady says he believes he'll play football until he's 50 years old.
I believe him.
What college did Tom Brady play for?
Played for Michigan.
Oh.
It's Michigan. I don't know why you're waiting. It's Michigan. There's an M on the helmet. It's Michigan.
University of Michigan and Michigan State are two different colleges.
That is correct.
She said Michigan State.
That's the wrong college.
But you just said Michigan.
It's University of Michigan. Yes.
Well, you guys are tight anyway, so it doesn't matter. But that one seemed tricky to me. Number five, Mayim Bialik and Ken Jennings will host Jeopardy for the rest of the year until they name a second permanent host after Mike Richards' departure.
Okay.
What CBS sitcom did she play neuroscientist Amy?
Isn't it Big Bang Theory?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right, Catherine. I guess he... I don't know what to do with this Michigan question.
I mean, either way, I beat her 4-3 without yeah. Michigan. So
so that does get you an Anna and Raven t-shirt.
Okay, thank you so much. It's Catherine, and I can't beat Raven.
Well, thank you for playing, Catherine. Hold on the line. We'll get all your info.
Good try. Better luck next time. $1,900 on Monday.
Yeah, it's a whole lot of cash.
Enjoy that shirt, girl.